News Talk Saturday.
Now let's go to Munich, where world leaders are meeting at the Munich Security Conference this weekend. A lot of talk about US-EU relations. They're under renewed strain. Also, the Irish have an interest in the Munich Security Conference because we have concerns that gaps in Ireland's military and security capabilities could put events held during the presidency of the EU under threat. And we have this idea from European Affairs Minister Thomas Byrne that Ireland should have foreign police assisting the guards with security during the upcoming EU presidency, which begins in July. So to talk about all of this, we're going to go to Munich. And joining me now is the news correspondent at thejournal.ie, Niall O'Connor. Morning, Niall.
Morning.
Ironically, is security tight at the security conference?
Extraordinarily tight, actually. There's thousands of police here on the streets, and there's military as well. But I think it's fair to say that every single VIP in the world that deals with security and international geopolitics is here. So it's understandable that there's a lot going on.
Volodymyr Zelensky speaking right now at the Munich Security Conference. At this event, in previous years, we've had people like J.D. Vance launch extraordinary attacks. What's the mood like there this weekend?
I think there was a lot of nervousness, I think, when I arrived here on Thursday about what would happen with the Americans. Now, Marco Rubio gave a speech this morning, which is a bit more conciliatory than what Vance did last year, which, to be fair, was an absolute diatribe against Europe and the Union. But basically this morning what Rubio did was he tried to, we'd say, get things maybe back in an even keel and spoke about the need for Europe and America to work together on issues. Now, he did say that if it needs, that the issues he identified, which are the normal talking points of, we'll say, fairly far-right stuff, I suppose, in Europe, but for America, it's completely normal. So we're looking at mass migration, we're looking at, you know, this idea that of the we'll say, the security deficit, and also, but particularly around the economic issues that America is claiming the rest of the world essentially has set them up for a fall on it. But basically what he did this morning was that he said that they would work together with Europe, but that at the end of it all, he said that they'll go it alone if they need to. So just a bit better language, I suppose, than what Ben said last year.
A bit of mixed messaging there, but the idea that Marco Rubio saying that the US and the EU and Europe will always be intertwined might reassure some people. What about Irish interest at the Munich Security Conference? Does anyone care about Ireland at it?
Well, Irish officials are here in numbers. Thomas Byrne was here yesterday. He's the European the minister with responsibility for Europe. He's heavily involved in preparations for the EU presidency. Helen McEntee is here today. I'll be meeting her in the next hour or so for an interview. There's also a lot of people from the Department of Defence here, Department of Foreign Affairs, and the Irish Defence Forces have people here, including Ross Mulcahy, the Chief of Staff of the DF. And I found out as well from sources, which we ran this morning in the Journal, that Irish military intelligence are here having meetings. Okay. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of Irish involvement here locally as well in Munich. Yeah. And I think that ultimately it's quite obvious that Ireland has moved away from the idea of not involving itself in international military issues. And it's now, as Thomas Byrne said, that they're in the room and they're actually now participating.
And Ireland very relevant this year because we're hosting the EU presidency from July. Thomas Byrne saying Ireland should be open to foreign police helping the guards with security during the EU presidency. And Helen McEntee saying that we need to have an honest conversation about Irish security and defence. Do you get a sense that Ireland is going to change its approach to security?
Well, look, we've been covering this extensively over the last few years in the Journal. And I think, you know, the detailed implementation plan, the revised dates and deadlines for the capability build was released this year, just only last week, we'll say. And as we revealed in the Journal the day before from sources, that the dates were all pushed out by another bit of time. So, look, I think at the moment they're all saying the right things, and a lot of those things that are being said are for the benefit of a foreign audience, i.e. the EU. But, the, you know, the actual reality will be in the delivery. And at the moment, you'd have to ask the question of when are we actually going to see this capability rebuild up. I might add, on the EU presidency side of things about the police, it's not a here at the moment, right, just walking around the streets, I'm actually coming across Dutch police on foot patrol. I'm coming across Swiss police on foot patrol. There's all manner of people here providing assistance to the German police, the Polizei. So it's not unusual here in Europe, but in Ireland, the fact that we had counter-drone help from the PSNI, from the gendarme in France, and the Portuguese police, did cause a bit of a ripple during the Zelensky visit. And obviously, we revealed that in the journal. We also revealed, obviously, that the drone incident off the coast. So I think the message from Thomas Byrne this morning really is that, you know, we don't have a choice in this. We're going to have to find a way to bring in foreign forces to assist us, because Ireland just isn't at the races in terms of security.
All right. Well, a lot to talk about at the Munich Security Conference. As I say, President Zelensky is speaking there now. Niall O'Connor from thejournal.ie. Thank you. I see if you were annoyed with the name Coalition of the Willing, some people didn't love that name. Now we've a Coalition of the Able. Next, we'll have a Coalition of the Ready, probably as well. Anyway, thank you, Niall, for that.
News Talk Saturday.